Here is the short-range forecast for Calais and central Washington County, including the Grand Lakes region. Rest of today, partly sunny late this morning, then clearing. Highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs around 80. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Here is the short-range forecast for down east coastal Maine from Steuben to Eastport, including Richhouse. Rest of today, partly sunny. Highs around 80. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 80s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Temperature falling into the lower 70s in the afternoon. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Here is the long-range forecast for the listening area. Wednesday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain 50%. Thursday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-50s. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Here are the noon buoy observations, reported southwest to northeast. At Boston, 16 nautical miles east of, the wind was north, at 2 knots, the temperature was 66 degrees, the sea temperature was 67 degrees. At 12 nautical miles southeast of Portland, the wind was south, at 4 knots, the temperature was 62 degrees, the sea temperature was 60 degrees. At Central Main Shelf, the wave height was 2 feet, and the period was 5 seconds. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was west, at 8 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At West Penobscot Bay, the wind was east, at 2 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was southwest, at 7 knots, the temperature was 59 degrees. At Eastern Main Shelf, the sea temperature was 53 degrees. At Jonesport, the wind was south, at 4 knots. The Georges Bank buoy recorded south winds at 6 knots. The air temperature was 68 degrees. The seawater temperature was 64 degrees. The wave height was 1 foot and the period was 8 seconds. The swell direction was southeast, swell height 2 feet, and swell period 8 seconds. Here is the forecast for coastal waters from Eastport to Schooley Point out 25 nautical miles. West of today, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Tonight, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog after midnight with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet in the afternoon. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 9 seconds. Wednesday, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southwest winds around 5 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 1 foot at 5 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. A chance of showers. Thursday, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. A chance of showers in the morning. Thursday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Friday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Friday night, west winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet in the evening, then 1 foot or less. Here is your offshore waters forecast from the Ocean Prediction Center, or Ocean Forecast Branch for the Gulf of Maine. Issued at 10:37 a.m. Today, north to northwest winds less than 5 knots, becoming variable. Seas 3 feet, becoming 2 feet or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south to southwest winds less than 10 knots, becoming southwest. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday night, west to southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north to northeast. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday, variable winds less than 10 knots, becoming south. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Wednesday night, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west to northwest. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday, north winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north to northeast 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday night, east to northeast winds less than 10 knots, becoming north to northeast. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Friday, east to northeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Friday night, northeast winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north to northeast 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Here are the inland-based weather observations. At Bar Harbor Airport it was sunny. The temperature was 76 degrees. The dew point was 66. And the relative humidity was 71%. The wind was south at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.97 inches and falling. At Bangor and across Downeast Maine. At Bangor, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81. Through northern Maine, it was 78 at Greenville. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 75 at Frenchville, 78 at Caribou, 80 at Presque Isle, 80 at Holton, and 83 at Millinocket. In southern Maine, it was sunny, with a temperature of 84 at Augusta, 73 at Rockland, and 87 at Fryeburg. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 85 at Lewiston, and 83 at Portland. Elsewhere in New England, at Hartford, it was sunny, with a temperature of 86. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 83 at Burlington, 90 at Manchester, 79 at Boston, and 85 at Providence. At Albany, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 85. On Mount Washington, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 57 degrees. The wind was north at 22 miles an hour. And in nearby Canada, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81 at Quebec City, 72 at St. John, and 79 at Halifax. At Montreal, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 82. At Fredericton, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 79. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service, for the following area, central Maine north of Bangor, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service, for the following area, interior Downeast, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service, for the following area, coastal Downeast, is low. The color code is green. Here is your area forecast discussion. Synopsis, high pressure will build over the area today. A weak weather disturbance will approach tonight and cross the north early Tuesday morning. A cold front will approach on Wednesday and cross the area Wednesday afternoon. High pressure will build in from the west Thursday into Friday.